This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You might have heard tell that Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter. I hate this story. I've hated it the whole time. I hate that I know anything at all about Hunter Biden. I don't really want to know anything about our president's children or any of our politicians' children or family members, frankly. I dislike these stories. I didn't like the Roger Clinton stories. You know, Bush's family was pretty together. I really didn't like what people did to Obama's family. I disagreed with President Obama on political issues, but his family was treated pretty horribly by a lot of people. I don't like the way the Trump family gets treated by people. And I'm not talking about the ones that are involved. You know, if you're involved in the grift and the stuff, you know, the Jared Kushners and the juniors of the world, that's fine. But even if they're doing that stuff, I usually try to just stay away from it and focus on Trump because he's the one that put himself out there. I don't like the Hunter Biden story. Now, I think Hunter Biden is a supremely screwed up individual. They say he's got his life together now. I don't know. I hope he's really sober. I hope he's really recovered. It is inarguable that he is a person of privilege. Anybody else that had done the things he'd done would be in jail. They certainly wouldn't be in the White House constantly. They wouldn't be traveling on Air Force One and the things Hunter's been doing. I understand a father wanting to keep his troubled son close, especially considering the things that have gone on in Joe Biden's life. As a human being, I understand it. You know, their mother was killed tragically. I understand his son died of cancer tragically. I understand this is his last son. And he's a prodigal child. I've been a prodigal child to a certain extent, not to that extent, but I had a period of time where me and my father had a falling out because I was being a knucklehead and being dumb. And he was right to make me go fall on my face a little bit. I get all that. And I get the politics of it. I understand. Look, I've seen so many people I respect going, well, yeah, he pardoned him, but I would have done it too. Yes. This is why we have laws, because there's all kinds of things that we would do in and of ourselves if there wasn't laws and norms to restrain us. Pardoning Hunter was wrong, and Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself, not just because he blatantly lied about doing it. There was no chance he was not going to do this, regardless of what that system is. Look, Joe Biden is who he told us he was. If you're shocked and shaken that Joe Biden did this, you're not paying attention. You didn't do the required reading. Joe Biden is somebody who lost his first presidential bid because of a plagiarism scandal. Joe Biden and the Obama, people have short memories. Joe Biden was a bit of a joke. Even Obama called him Sheriff Joe. He was a mascot. He was kind of the goofy guy. He's been wrong on so many issues. You can go look at his senatorial career. He's a blowhard. Joe Biden has two modes publicly. He has all shucks and F you. He has a temper. It's out there on video. He can be very affable. He does affable until he doesn't get his way or something upsets him, and then he goes to full-blown anger. That's Joe Biden. We got 40 years of books on him. I'm not even telling you anything bad about the guy. I don't have any enmity towards him. This is all established stuff. Just because Joe Biden was put up opposite of Donald Trump didn't make Joe Biden better or worse or different. He was still Joe Biden. He's still who we have 40 years of public service on. His life told Joe Biden's story, and it was your job to believe him. No, he wasn't some saint. There's all this hagiography about Joe Biden because people so desperately wanted to get rid of Trump. And he did. And, you know, he beat Trump. He gets credit for that. And Donald Trump's an immoral person with all kinds of bad stuff on his record. But that doesn't change who Joe Biden is. If you're shocked he pardoned Hunter Biden, you weren't paying attention. And yes, it was wrong for him to do so. No, the excuse of it was politically generated. For every excuse about how politically generated it was, there's a privilege argument for how he has skirted all sorts of norms. He was convicted in court of these crimes, tax evasion and the gun charge. This is not something that was just made up. He did it. He's on video doing drugs. He's on video doing all sorts of illegal things. He's been a mess. He has done some real damage to his own family. It's really salacious stuff. I do politics, culture, and policy, so I'm not going to delve into it, but you can find it if you want to. He's done a lot of damage within his own family. But that's not on me to judge. That's between him and his family. What I can judge is what his father, who's the elected president of the United States, who's my president, who's your president, has done here, and it's wrong. And it was wrong when Bill Clinton pardoned his brother and Mark Rich and a bunch of other surly characters. I don't remember off the top of my head anybody that W. Bush pardoned that he probably shouldn't have. Maybe the Scooter Libby thing. I think he shouldn't have pardoned him. Yes, that was politically motivated. He still did it. Obama probably pardoned somebody I'd take offense to. George H.W. Bush pardoned a bunch of the Iran scandal folks. He shouldn't have done that. We can go right on down the line. Carter pardoned people. Let me go out on a limb. I don't think Ford should have pardoned Nixon. I understand there's this narrative. It healed everybody, but it also kind of became a standard, and you're going to hear about it for the end of time. And Nixon did play his part and go away and became an elder statesman. So we can argue this stuff, but if you pardon somebody that's a family member or an associate because they're a family member of an associate, and there's no version of this where pardoning Hunter Biden wasn't because his father wanted to pardon him, it's wrong. You know, in a just world, Joe Biden would have done it the last day, or he would have done it last night and resigned this morning. That I would have respected at least a little bit more, but it does not surprise me. And it's still wrong. Nothing Donald Trump does makes anything Joe Biden do right. And by the way, just because Joe Biden did this doesn't make all the stuff Donald Trump's getting ready to do right or wrong either. He's probably going to do it anyway, but now we're going to hear the narratives like, look what Joe Biden did. You're going to hear it nonstop. See, the thing is, if you just do the right thing all the time and you just call it as you see it and you seek truth and you don't worry about the party and the politics when it comes to doing the right things, you don't have to have a lot of ambiguity on this thing, and you don't have to have some of the clips that a lot of pundits are having today where they talk about how Joe Biden would never do this just back in the long, long ago of 2-3 months ago. And a lot of them people are going to eat a lot of crow now. They're going to look a lot silly. And one of those reasons my unaffiliated, you can chisel that on stone on my voter ID card. It's never going to change. I just call it as I see it. I seek truth. I don't worry about left and right. I worry about getting it right. And this is one of those things that we kind of got right because we're like, look, Joe Biden is who we told him, and we'll see. Am I mildly disappointed he did it? Yeah, I was hoping he wouldn't. Am I surprised? No, not the least. Joe Biden's always been after Joe Biden and his family, and it's understandable. We can be empathetic as human beings, yeah, as a parent, but we have laws and standards for a reason, and Joe Biden decided to break him to take care of his son and do him a favor. And when you're the president, that's wrong. We can't complain about other people being above the law if you're going to be above the law just because you like your kid. It's hard. It's ugly. It's true. What Joe Biden did here was wrong. And he should have to wear the shame of that for the rest of his days, even though he's leaving office. And anybody else who pardons a family member or associate, we're going to say the same thing about them too, because that's going to be wrong too.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a Creative Content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.